Okay, let's quickly go over the Mishnah again here, and I ain't testing based on the bottom. Somebody marries a woman and then he divorces her. He wants to know, what about all the expenses that he put into the fields? He spent all this money on the estate of his wife, which when she leaves the marriage, she takes the field back with her. But he improved it. Does he have a right to claim that money back? So he said like this, no matter how much he spent, but he benefited a little bit. Or kima, even if he spent a little bit, and he took out a lot of dividends, so the question is, should he put it back? Masha hoitzi hoitzi, masha ochal ochal. Whatever he spent, whatever he ate, there's no cheshbon made over here. As long as he benefited a little bit. But hoitzi v'loyachal, if he spent money, he didn't have a chance yet to reap the benefits, and then they divorced, then yishava kama hoitzi, he has to swear, or yishba kama hoitzi, he should swear how much he spent. The Yitli takes it all back. Says the Gemara, "V'kama kimel." You say if he spent, if he ate a little bit, fafal, you cannot get back your money. How much is a little bit? Amar Abasi, afilu gregis achad, one dried fig. Uhusha ochle derech covered. He ate in a respectable way. That's it. He spent $500. He ate $1 worth of figs. Too bad. He can't claim anything. Amar Abba, Amri Beirav. They say in Yeshiva Rav. Hafilu shigra the tamra, even a few dates pressed together. Like you always press dates together by a bunch of them together. Also, even such a, which is very little value. That's it. He cannot claim back any of his money. Boy, Rabibi, what about chufza the tamra in a dignified way? What he ate was after they make beer out of the dates, so the peels and whatever's left over the junk. That's what he ate, which is worth even less than the amount you said before. My. Is that considered he ate something, he can no longer collect back the money he invested? Teiku, we're not sure. What about loy ochle derech kavod? What about if he did not eat in a dignified way? My, how much should he eat before we say, look, you ate, you got some benefits, whatever you spent, fafal. Amru lepligi, but actually the machlekes between Tanya and Maroi, how much you have to spend if it was not in a derech kavod. The Marova in Eretz Yisrael say, chad omar beki isa, the value of an isa. The chad omar, and the other one says, "Bekedin the value of a dinner." Amri Dayanei the Pumbedisa, the judges in Pumbedisa said that over Rabbi Yehuda, Uvde Rabbi Yehuda once actually in his bez, he made a story. He bechabila is muris that even if you benefited you had was for animal fodder, you know, a bundle of twigs which you use for your animal, you gained something from your field, even though you didn't personally have it. Your animal, that's good enough. You can no longer ask for the money back, but you invested in your wife's field. Doesn't explain. So I guess if you eat by a meal rather than just thrown at you or something. So the Gemara. Now, chavilas muras is food for elephants, but since your animal ate from it, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, the Tamei is consistent of you. Rav Yehuda, ochla, if you ate, you know, if you eat 3 years of property, we'll see more about, say, you lost your contract, but you had 3 years, and you bring ages that for 3 years you were living on this property in this field, and you were reaping the fruits and all that, that's considered chazaka. What about if one of those years happened to be Shemitah, Ochla or Arla, but you couldn't eat any fruits that year? Or Shemitah or Klein, yet Hareza chazaka. Why? Because you would have taken fruits and given it to your animal. Is that right? You hold that even feeding an animal is your own benefit. So the same thing by a wife. If you took from the field food and you gave it to your animals, it's considered as if you had a benefit, and therefore you can no longer ask back for the money you invested. We'll start doing Rashi from the next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Yaakov says, Rabbi Chizda, Hamoitzi hoitzois al nichsei ishtei ketana. What about if you married a young girl? And the din is, we learned before many times, a young girl, if not her father married her, but her mother or brothers, come the age of 12, she has a right to walk out. She can do mean. So what about a husband who spends money on this, she's 10 years old, brought a field in, and he spent money. Then they divorce. Can he take that money back or not? Hamoitzi hoitzos al nichse ishtei ketana, a young girl is kemoitzi al nichse achra. If she walks out on a marriage, you can ask back for the money you invested. Any improvement in the field, I'm entitled to that improvement. My timer, why should she be different than any other woman? Avdu barabon takanti, rabon made this takana actually to benefit her. If the husband knows that she can walk out in 2 years, she's 10 years old, she has 2 years to walk out, and I'm going to spend all this money on her field, and then for nothing, because she'll walk out, and I'll have nothing from it. Why should I do it? So what's going to happen? Her field will get ruined. To help her out, we said, you know what? We're going to say to the husband that if you invest money and she walks out, you'll get all your money back, or you get the improvements of the field. So therefore, we did it for our own benefit. Okay. Back to Gemara. He eats it. There was a woman. The Naflo Arba Meya Zuzim. It's a hard story to understand. Practice begin, but she yashin $400 Bei Chuzoi in the city of Chuzoi. So what happened was the husband went to collect the money, but for whatever reason, to collect that money cost an absolute fortune. So the husband went ahead, Ozl Gavra, but it's sentimental value. So she went, Apik. So the husband went, Apik. He spent Shit Meya. He spent $600. I see Arba Meya. And he brought the $400 back with him. He spent $600 to bring $400. But for her, it was important to get her Yerusha from her late mother, whatever. Bahadi because he while he was traveling, he needed expenses. He needed $1 from the $400. Vishakul Minayas, he took $1 from the $400. He spent all of his money, he took $1 from the $400, and he spent it on lodging or whatever it is, expenses. So then they divorced. She says, give me back my full $400 plus the $1 you spent. Also, the Kamed Rabami went for the mommy, and the husband said, I divorce you. I went back the $600 that I spent to get you your $400. No. They divorced. It's Amazai. Amalei said to him, Masha Hoitzi Rabami Paskin. Whatever you spent, you spent the $600 you spent. Masha Ochal Ochal. Because you ate $1 from the $400, you already had some benefit. And our Mishnah said that Ochal Kima, if you ate the smallest amount, Masha Hoitzi Hoitzi. Since you took $1 out of $400, you took something from her money. So whatever you spent, you can't claim it back. Pretty strong. What are you talking about? Hani mili, when do we say that? Hechem deka ochel peida. When do we say that? Only if he took from the dividends. Hakanda kochel, here he took from the $400, number one. He didn't take from any dividends, he took from the money itself. Furthermore, b'haitzai. Second of all, it was an expense in order to bring the $400 to stay in a hotel overnight. So it's for her benefit. So he said, oh, that's the story. I didn't hear all the details. This is a case of where he spent money, got no benefit. Yishba, he should swear, how much he spent. Vitali thinks he collects back the whole $600. Rashi is about 10 lines above the white lines. Chayzoi, shame mocking in a place. Vayerochi came in and was far from her. Vayemapikala, sheet meya. He spent $600. Vayelochas, haderech mishalai. So hard to understand what actually happened there. Why would he spend $600 to get $400? Unless it had some very strong sentimental value. It's money. She really wanted the money from her mother, you know, about the last thing that her mother left.
She'd be pretty selfish if she wanted him to spend $600.
Yeah, but, so he was a very dedicated husband, obviously. Because if they lived together, he would have spent more money than what he got. Question: why she divorced him? Maybe so if you want to make her happy. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So what happened? He swears how much he spent. He takes. A rule is v'hu she yes shavach keneged hoitza. This is talking about that there is shevach, that the improvement is at least equal to the expense. Different to the story we had a minute ago, we spend more than the improvement. That he's provided the improvement, the expense are the same. But he didn't spell out l'mayich, so what exactly did he mean by that? Was he being machmer or being mekel? So Amar Abaye, he said like this. He was trying to say, he's trying to be mekel. She'im ha'yeshevach yeser ha'leitza, if the improvement on the field, let's say the improvement was $1,000, and he spent $100, the night l'zaitza b'shvua, he takes $100, don't have to swear. That's what it means. So it's coming to benefit the husband. Amalei, Rava says, Rava, you know what you're doing? You're opening the door for liars. Let's say he spent only $30. The improvement was $500. So he says, why should I only claim 30? I'll claim 450. It's less than the improvement. I won't have to swear. And I'm a rich guy. So in the case with the divorce. Amalei, Rava, Im Kain, Osi La'arume. You're inviting him to come and be a liar. You don't want to do that. Elam Rav Haked, Ving Machman. You always have to swear, no matter what you, no matter how much money you spend, you have to swear that's what you spent. So what's Rav Asi saying? What Rav Asi saying is, she'im hoisa hoitza yiseir ala shevach, that if the expense is more than an improvement, ein lo yelo hoitza, she'er shevach. He can only claim, the, let's for example, you spent $600 to improve the field by $400. You can only claim $400. You cannot claim more than what you improve, because obviously you're yutzlich. You spend more money than you improve, what was the point? So we'll give you back the equal amount, but you improve the field. And Nachmer Uvashvu, you have to swear. Rashi. You say that if you spend more than the improvement, like shakel and collect the amount of the improvement, the filbe shvur, I mean shabe kama it's yitol. Asila rumi, I'm a botzer mishvacha port to the lishkel table shvur. I've got a lot of apikloy didn't take so pesam. Elam a rava, how did I be yitzi lachmuri lasa? Come to be machmir. The loymish im yitzi yisay la shavach. You spend more, shayish bichol amini. We don't say yitol kama shahoyitzi everything you spent. Elam mina yitzi a yachzil l'shesav. Get back that amount. Over shvua sheyesh be'er shekachaiti. Swear that's how much you spent. So the Gemara writes, "Iboyeluhu." What about baal shehoided arisin tachtav? A husband hired the sharecroppers to work in the field, and then they got divorced. Do they? Who are they working for? They're working for the husband. The husband now no longer has a share in the field, so they get nothing. Or they're working for the property, and it doesn't matter who the owner is, they still get paid. Mao adaita the baal nochis. They're working for the husband. He's talag le baal. His talag le is gone. Adim adaita al nochis. There's no leg. Oh. Or maybe she's working for the land, but Ada Kikaima Larisa Kaima, so therefore they still have a share in it. That's the question. Maskil Lora Barab Khan, let's say they're working not for the woman. So what? We have a rule in the Bomarukama, Maish no how and Bomatsi, how is it different? Mahayoidi Litter Sadhaveda, even not the Shlebashus. If I walk into your field and I plant without asking you any permission, and I made you feel better, and then I come to collect. I cannot collect whichever is less. If the improvement of the field is less than what I spent, that's what I can collect. If what I spend is less than what I improve the field, without permission, but you get benefit. So let's say I spent $100 and the field benefit $200, all I get back from you is $100.
If you come and paint my house and fix up the
roof. If you like it, if you like it. If you don't like it, no.
If I didn't ask you.
So what? You still got improvement. But I get the lesser amount. So these arisim are no worse. In the case where it is, let's say now the house is worth more money because it fits into the landscape. Previously, it didn't. So if somebody goes and feels a friend and he planted without permission, shomin loy, we assess it, v'yode ala tachtena. And his v'yode ala tachtena, he gets a less amount. So these are, he also should get something. So the more, no, it's still different. Ha, some leka inu de tarach over there. Nobody was prepared to go into the field to fix it up, and I did, so therefore I'm entitled to get some money for it. Here she was married to the guy. It was the husband's responsibility to fix the field. He was too lazy. He hired his workers. So why should she pay them anything? Rashi. So how did he say? A little master taking half the third. Rabbi Avigdor and the divorce was shocking. He ate a little bit. He ate nothing. Then he gets all his money back. He ate a little bit. Ma'ush yitlo arisin kifish vachel. Much they improved. Adait the baal nachad uchnisav lohi. They're working for him. He is talking the baal. The husband's gone. He's talking. You know, they also gone. But shocked them. He takes nothing. He dined just like dinner, just like his dinner. The mashah hoytzi mashachacha. Whatever they spent for foul, whatever they ate, which has work. That's all. Larisa kaimi im laharid the baal loisi himarid the techaris and sharecroppers. Says you want to write my habila bottom line. Amar Abu Huna b'Levishua Chazina we see. E bal oris with the husband himself is a sharecropper, so then he could have done the job himself. She didn't need at all these people to work because her husband really should have done it. Then he stalk le bal the husband now is divorced. He stalk alu they're also gone. However, e bal lav oris with the husband does not know how to work a field, and he would have hired. She would have had to hire people anyway to work the field. Is adol arisa kaima. So then you needed these people to work. So then you have to pay them. Rashi, show me your little loyitzia. Because kashir shavach, you take the expense only as much as improvement. Can I mean about matzia? But show you v'hocham, but bayis look, you look, get nothing. Lekel man the tarach. There's no one to work. Ra zeshel ha'ish mashbichin. He saw the field lying there. Nobody was working on it. And he went down to my seat and hilchach. He didn't lose anything. He gained hilchach. He'd see a shir shavach. You have to pay her. Ha'ik abal the husband she had today, and his job is to work on the field. And she says to him, Eloi nachtisu atan, you didn't help me. If you wouldn't have come, Eu Ovid, my husband would have done the work. Well, I have a shakal hash to me. You would have got nothing. Why should I pay you anything? But he bows the orders over here. There, but he knows how to work a field. She im lo yardu elu. They wouldn't have gone to the field. Who had whether he would have done it? He was just lazy. He stal kluud. I'm like, come on, Lee, you make me lost. Eloi nachtinu. Have you not gone to my field? He would have done it. Have Eu nachis vavid. He would have done it. But we shakal hash to me. They forget nothing. Okay, the husband's rights in Nichsim Leg is that one that he can use the profits. Is he allowed to sell that right? Can he sell to somebody, you don't own the field, but you will get all the fruits that grow, the produce of every year? Does he have that right? The husband sells the property for the produce. Mao. Me, I'm say my dekoni, acne, whatever I own, my rights, I'm passing on. Why can't I sell it? No. It's a special takon as a chum. We want the husband to work in the field. In order for us to give him an incentive to work in the field, you know what? You keep the produce. But if you're giving it to somebody else, then what do you gain from it? You have nothing from it. We want the house to have plenty of food, and the wife benefits from that ultimately as well. But if you sell somebody else, then the house is benefit. No. Says the Gemara, this machlek is Yehuda Mar Bar Merema. Yehuda, the son of Merema, says in the name of Rav, Masha Asas, the sale is a valid sale. Rapapa Amma Mashmei the Rav. Rapapa says the name of the Rav, Loy Asal Klum. It's not a valid sale. They're both arguing what the Rav said. Omra Papa, we're not really arguing that you should know that Yehuda Mar Bar Merema made a mistake from a story that he saw. He interpreted the wrong way. What's the maisa? How do Yehuda Mar Bar Merema love the fetish? He didn't hear mamish from Rav's mouth. Ella Michlal Yidmer. He realized from a story. There was a story as follows: he was a woman. The Ailele Legavre. It was a woman that got married to a rich family. She brought into the marriage Tartia Masa, two maids. Ozl Gavre Nosiv Itzachrite. The husband then married a second wife. And he says, I don't need two maids for you. I'm taking one of the maids and give it to my second wife. He took one of the maids and gave it to the second wife. Also, the Kamei de Rava. The first wife went to Rava and Safka. She screamed, I brought two maids. What right does my husband have to take one of the maids and give it to the other wife? Loi Ashgich Bara. Rava ignored. So what did that? Yehuda Mar Mareima saw that. So what did he interpret the story? He interpreted as follows. Man de Chaza, the one who saw Safka, thought, you know why? The husband now owns these maids, the benefit of the work of these maids. He can do with them whatever he wants. If he wants to get a second wife, he can. So if he wants to sell the produce from the fields, he can. That's what they thought. Valoi is a wrong interpretation. The only reason why we say that the husband gets the produce and so on because it benefits the house. But over here, even if the maid works for the second wife, she's still cleaning the same house. It's still everybody's benefiting from it. So ultimately, there's still revach in the house. So that everyone benefits from it. Even the first wife benefits from it as well. Says Gemara, yeah. The hilchos and the halach is baal shemocha karka lepeda. The halach is like a papa. The husband sells his rights in the produce. La'oslaklum, he has no right to sell that. Yeah, sell it. Why not? We have a machlek is not good for why not. My timer. Abaya says, Chayshin, we are worried. Shematach, we are worried if he sells the produce to another guy. He says, like, you work the field, you keep the produce. That guy, the buyer, says, why should I put all my keichas in there? Any day now, if the wife divorces, she takes the field back, I should invest keichas, I will invest nothing. So what's going to happen? The field eventually will die out. So therefore, that's why the Chum did not allow him to sell the field. That's what Abai says. Rov amam shum revach besa. The only reason why we gave the produce to the husband is so there should be plenty of food in the house. But if he sells it on somebody else, where is there plenty of food in the house? My naf kamina, my benai was between these two svaras. If the land is right next to the city, so the husband sees it all the time. According to Abai, you're worried that the buyer is not going to improve the field. The husband sees it, make sure the field is done properly. According to Rova, because the house doesn't benefit, it's still a problem. Or another difference, inami baal odisu. If the husband himself can work the field, he knows how a field is supposed to work. So therefore, if the problem of improvement, like a buyer, he can see, he'll improve whatever has to be improved. If the problem is revach besa, there's no revach besa. Inami zuze. What about talking about money? Not a field that can get lost. There's money because everybody's using it for business. That the husband used to take money from the. What happens that the husband takes the money that he got from the buyer and he puts it in the business. And now the family is benefiting from the money that he sold the property because the family. So according to Rava, he'll be able to do it. According to Baye, the field is still being misused, abused. Mishnah. What about a Shemeris Yavam? A woman is in waiting for a brother-in-law. What's her status? We had a machlek before out of Shammai and Hill and all that. If she can sell the property that she got after she got engaged, what about property that she got while she was a Shemeris Yavam? Can she sell it or not? In this case, she doesn't have such a strong relationship with her future husband. So Shemeris Yavam, Shenoful of the Chasim, that she suddenly inherited a state. Moedim of Beishamim, they're both Moed, Shemeicheres Venoisenes Vikayim. That whatever she sells, she can sell. And the sale is a good sale. What about Mesa? She died. Mayasav Ksuva. So she had a first husband. That's the Ksuva. Who gets the Ksuva? Who gets the Ksuva? The second husband gets the Yash the Ksuva? Or her original family? Because right now she's in a state of flux. She's in between. Mayasu b'ksuva. So what happens to ksuva? And also what happens to the nechassim hanichnasin v'hayoytzin ima, the nechassim meloig, the property that she brings in, that she takes out of the marriage with her when she leaves. What happens to those properties if she dies in the interim period? Who ends up inheriting it? Rashi. When she's a shemeres yavam, miksuvasa ben adanya, talking about the nad and the dowry shechnisa that she brought into the marriage with shamasa like miksuva, they're all stated in the ksuva. The kibul all of a chay, the husband accepted responsibility, but asher lets you allowed to spend it. Uven nechasim hanich nechnasim ayetz ima heinichsim alike she ain shamer. We don't sess them. The ain asher lets you allowed to spend them. That she brings it in with him, because she leaves, Yaitzin Ima to go out with her. So Machlek to the Mishnah. The two equal heirs over here. There's a future husband and original family. So Yechalku, Yoshe, Baal, Miyoshe, they split everything down the middle. Rashi. When she's alive, the light plea, we don't divide. She ain't like Koyach Behem, because the husband has no Koyach, she can sell whatever she wants. Well, Maishna Sefer, we say the two equal heirs. There's her father, her family, and her future husband's family. It's Chilik. Shemesa Omru B'Sham Yechlei Divine, Yeshe Baal. The father explained to me, the Dafka Noked Yachleku Yeshe Baal and Yeshe Av, that they divide the two heirs, the Nichse Meleg, only in the Nichse Meleg. Avul Yeshe Av La Yachleku B'Ksuvas Baal. But the Yeshe or the father do not get any Chilik whatsoever with the Yeshe Baal. We're not talking about every aspect of the ksuva. We're only talking about the nichsim aloik. However, the Mishnah Vayta Basil says, since we don't know what it is, leave everything status quo. So nichosim the tzoyim barzel, that which is fixed assets, and you put it into the ksuva, and he owes her that amount of money, and he can do whatever he wants with that property. He doesn't go out with her. Then becheskos and leave it where it is by the husband. The ksuva and the ksuva becheskes Yoshe Baal, the ksuva of the $120, the money saved by the husband, she wants to collect, or her family wants to collect, stays with the husband. The chasim hanichnasim v'hayetzin ima and the nichsim alike that are hers all the time is becheskes Yoshe Av. Rashi. So you leave everything where they are. Rashi. Basically, the chasim the tzayim barzel becheskes wherever they are. Leave it. There explains what mecheskasin. Whose chazak is it? Ibe cheskas yoshe baal, the husband's. Hoyel v'achreos nolov, it's his responsibility. Ibe cheskas yoshe isha, shorekot rishon was hers. So machleik zeh. Hachizin ksuvas v'cheskas yoshe baal, mona masayim, the original ksuvah, the $120, the toisefes, and anything he adds on. Shorein lov lo mishal baal, becheskas yoshe baal, did we say that? Why? They belong to the yoshe baal. What about hiniach ochi mois? What about if the brother left money? The brother, the original husband, left some money behind. Yilkil ben kaka, the second brother buys property. Who eichel paydus? He eats the fruits. Now we say paydus hatlushim lekaka. What about he left fruits that are detached? So that's the principle. That's hers, and he gets the yilkil ben kaka. He buys property. Who eichel paydus? He eats the fruits. Hamechubarim lekaka. If it's attached to the property, Amar Amei says, he says that anything that grew before belongs to her. What's the value of the fruits? The difference, you buy property and the husband eats the produce. Chachamim say, like the previous Mishnah, Chachamim say, the fruits that are attached to the property, shalai, that's dividends. That belongs to the husband. Hatlushim in the karka, that which is a karof in the karka, is only metalklin, and metalklin are not indebted to a ksuva. So kol akodim zocher behen, kodim who zocher kodmi. If he came first, he keeps it. If she came first, then what do you do? Like all the other properties, yilker ben kaka, you buy land. Who oichel paydus, and he eats the produce. Konsa, what happened? Okay, Rashi. Shomin. Everything that is from the first husband dead at the ksuva. They're responsible for the ksuva. Elim came tough, so he grabbed it. Umechaim, the Baal bein at tfisas, he have to grab it while they're alive. Kila kama ba kaisi, what did namely plea yaksofim, the maish toksofim, and pay the lush? What's the difference? Once they get married to the second husband, to the brother in law, had a ki each the chadavish, is an ordinary wife. Bilvat, she takes Sivos Hanisa, except that what? The Ksuva, where did he collect? Where does she collect the Ksuva from? From the estate that passed down from her first husband to her brother-in-law. Lo yoyma lo, he shouldn't say to her, Hadik Sivosa Munachal Shulchan, just, you know, you Ksuva, whatever is in my house. Everything that belonged to the first husband is now responsible for this. Every man shouldn't say to his wife, your ksuva is on the table. Every husband, everything that he owns is indebted to that ksuva. Girsha, if he divorced her, then ain la el ksuva. Then all she gets collects is the value of the ksuva, and then the rest of the assets are no longer tied to her. Hechazir, they got remarried. Harei kecholanosh, like any other woman, what? That it goes back to the first ksuva, whatever he owned in the first ksuva, ain lo ksuva bad. It only has the value of the ksuva itself.
Okay,
we're stopping here tomorrow.
That's also a bar here. It's a shine, right? Like a shining stone.
Wait for Yemen to come back, so.